From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama says the U.S. confronts a new phase in the terrorism threat. The president spoke in a late Sunday address to the American people in the wake of last week's mass shooting attack in California.
As we've become better at preventing complex, multifaceted attacks like 9/11, terrorists turn to less complicated acts of violence, like the mass shootings that are all too common in our society. It is this type of attack that we saw at Fort Hood in 2009, in Chattanooga earlier this year, and now in San Bernardino.
Mr. Obama said the two killers, U.S.-born Syed Rizwan Farooq and his Pakistani wife Tashfeen Malik, had gone down the, quote, dark path of radicalization, embracing what he called a perverted interpretation of Islam. But he said there's no evidence they were directed by any terrorist organization overseas or part of any broader conspiracy in the U.S. The two killed 14 and wounded 21 at a gathering of local government workers last Wednesday. Media reports citing senior security sources say that authorities in Burkina Faso have charged a general who led a failed coup in September with complicity in the 1987 assassination of President Thomas Sankara. General Gilbert Diendera, an ally of former President Blaise Compaoré, forced from power a year ago in a popular uprising, already faces charges related to the short-lived coup by the Presidential Guard. Sankara, a Marxist revolutionary, took power in 1983. Compaoré took over in 1987 following the Sankara assassination. This is VOA News. The far-right National Front Party made unprecedented gains in the first round of regional French elections Sunday. Polling agencies show the National Front winning between 27 and 30% support nationwide, followed by former President Nicolas Sarkozy's center-right Republicans and the governing Socialists.
Et avec lui, la France relève la tête. Ce vote confirme ce que les précédents scrutins.
National Front President Marine Le Pen told supporters the people expressed themselves, adding her party is now the first in France. The election comes as France remains under tight security in the wake of last month's terrorist attacks in Paris that left 130 dead. A second round of elections scheduled for next Sunday. Syria and a group that monitors violence in the country said Monday that airstrikes by the U.S.-led coalition killed at least three Syrian soldiers and wounded 13 at a military camp in Deir Ezzor province. Damascus condemned what it called heinous aggression by the coalition, saying it goes against the U.N. charter. The strikes targeting the Islamic State group have been going on since September last year, with more than 20 carried out just in the past week. The interim government of Central African Republic Sunday branded rebel leader Nouredine Adam public enemy number one, saying his opposition to forthcoming elections and efforts to partition the country amount to acts of war. Adam's Patriotic Front for the Renaissance of Central Africa is a splinter group from the Muslim Salika Rebel Alliance that staged a coup in the country in 2013. After several delays, the orbital ATK's Cygnus spacecraft lifted off without incident Sunday from Cape Canaveral, Florida, with much-needed supplies for the crew members of the International Space Station.
7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Liftoff. On the shoulders of Atlas, the SS Deke Slayton II orbital ATK Cygnus spacecraft soars toward the International Space Station.
Cygnus, a joint venture by Lockheed Martin and Boeing, is due to carry more than 3,500 kilograms of food, clothing, supplies, and experiments to this space station. Just 4 months after announcing he was battling cancer, former U.S. President Jimmy Carter told members of his church in Plains, Georgia, there were no signs of the life-threatening disease.
When I went this week, they didn't find any cancer at all, so I have good news.
In August, Mr. Carter revealed that after doctors removed a lesion on part of his liver, they discovered 4 small cancerous lesions on his brain. Monday marks the 74th anniversary of the sneak Japanese attack on the U.S. military bases in Hawaii, launching the U.S. into the Second World War. The attack killed more than 2,400 Americans. The theme of this year's commemoration, Pathway to Reconciliation. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.